He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." Isaiah 49:6. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it's written in the law of the Lord, "Every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord." And to offer a sacrifice according to what it said in the law of the Lord, "A pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.' And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, 'Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed.' And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshipping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem." Luke 2:21-38.
As Simeon held the light of the nations in his arms, he foretold of the fall of all those who would reject that great light. The Israelites were judged for rejecting their Messiah, but as the light of the nations, not just Israel, all those who reject him will be judged. By receiving the judgment on behalf of his covenant people, Jesus is able to raise up the tribes of Jacob and bring back the preserved remnant of Israel. He brought unity not only to Israel, but to all nations, and created peace between man and God. Jesus is now building his kingdom from people of every nation through the preaching of the gospel. Because of King Jesus, who was called the light of the world, John 8:12, what was broken is now restored, what was lost is now found, and what was divided is now united. Questions to consider. What did Simeon say would happen to those who would reject Jesus? Who would bring the rise and reunion of the nation of Jacob? What title does Jesus claim in John 8:12?
This has been Behold Your King, written by the Ezra Institute of Contemporary Christianity, read by Dallas Block, with scripture reading by Dan Niles, produced by Rock Solid Refuge.